Into Ephesians chapter 4 tonight as we continue our study on the fivefold ministry. Last week we looked at that he gave us some apostles and prophets and some evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So tonight we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4 and we're going to begin to read with verse number 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, in whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, make of increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I recognize in everything that's moving through the Spirit of God is seasoned with love.
Amen.
Amen. And as we're ministering, one of the things we're going to look at tonight is verse number 13, where we're going to focus till we all come into unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. First thing I want to look at tonight is through the word we are unified. We are unified. So look with me in Romans chapter 12. Verse 5, there's one body. One body. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 12, verse number 5, he says, so that we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members of one another. First, we have to recognize and what God wants to get in our hearts as we are unified and that we're one body. And I don't know about you, but when I use my arm and my hand to do something, I pretty much use every part to accomplish it in this arm. Every muscle, every tendon, every when I'm going to grab something, I'm going to do something, every finger, every joint is being used. And God wants us to understand as we're being unified together that we're one. Yes. One body. And he takes it a little farther than that. He even says that not only are we one body, but we're also one bread. Amen? Yes. So if you look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse number 17. The Word of God says, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Yes. So we are unified, we're one body, we're one bread, but I want to go a little step further in the Word. We are one breed. One breed. In Galatians chapter 3, this is kind of interesting. The Apostle Paul says in verse 28, he says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yep. So what he is saying to you is there's no discrimination.
No respect
for
person.
You know, he's not respecting. We're one body. We're one bread.
Yep.
We're one breed. And all of us have equal value.
That's right.
Sometimes, because of the misinterpretation of Scripture, sometimes people debase or devalue sexes and different people.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. That's right.
But according to this word, He says, whether you're Jew or Greek, or whether you're bond or free, or whether you're male or female, you are one.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So, in other words, God wants us to say that He said, He's no respecter of persons. Amen.
Amen.
So you have great value and great worth. Sometimes in the world we live in, the people want to devalue you and steal your worth and your value. But God wants you to understand that you have great value and great worth.
Amen.
Amen. And you're needed.
Yeah.
Because the body cannot operate without you.
Right.
Effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If I didn't have these two fingers, I could still pick up some things and do some things. But there's a lot of things I wouldn't be able to do.
Right.
Right. I'd be limited to what I could do.
Right.
Especially if the thumb was gone.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah.
So I give you a thumbs up because you need it.
Yes.
There's the corn coming. It's corn and meal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Corn and meal.
Hallelujah. The Greek.
Oh my God.
For corny.
Corn and
meal. And I made that word up, by the way. Just so somebody could look at their Greek dictionary. I couldn't find that corn and meal anywhere. I looked for that thing. That thing just wasn't in there. So, he says, under the knowledge of God, we are understanding. Amen. Remember, I always say to you, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all you're getting, get understanding. And again, the adversary cannot steal from us what we understand. So the relationship, we are understanding the relationship. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. He says, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. You know, just remember, when the Lord speaking to Israel in Romans chapter 11, the natural branch was broken off, and we were grafted in. So we're the children of Israel, according to the word of God. Amen? We're not the Jews, we're the Gentiles. So as a Gentile, we're to be gentle.
Absolutely.
More corn coming, and it's coming free. Now, if you see a sign along the road out here that says free corn, they're talking about the pastor. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have the relationship. We're understanding the relationship. But there's also speaks of the reviving in Hosea chapter 6. Hosea 6. You know, the word of God says line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little.
Right.
Amen. What we're doing is we're breaking down Ephesians 4:13. And in verse number 1 in Hosea 6, it says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us, and in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight.
Yes.
Look at the one next to you. That says, that speaks of resurrection power. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. Amen. And so when I look at that in the early and the latter rain, there's always, God is always restoring and refreshing and renewing. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And he's pouring out some fresh rain.
Yes. Yes.
How many know that God's purpose for all of us to be in this room tonight?
Yes.
How many know that God's instilling the Word of God into you because somewhere along this week, you're going to need the faith that comes from this Word?
Yeah, glory.
Look, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, the Word is being deposited inside of you so that you can fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
And you can lay hold of eternal life, where you are called and profess a good testimony before many witnesses.
Amen.
Amen. It's not when things are going good. It's when things aren't going good.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That's when your faith really arises.
That's it.
Amen.
Rise to the call.
Amen. So he says with this, not only the reviving, but there's the release. And I can't find any better scripture in the Bible than in John chapter 8, 31 and 32. And here's what he says. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So no matter what the adversary brings your direction, when things don't look the way you want it to look, don't speak into the ugly, speak into the blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
You know, so many times we have a tendency to defeat the storm instead of shutting the storm up.
That's right.
And guess what? If you keep giving the devil room, he'll keep speaking.
That's
he'll keep
it.
Passing. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But Jesus said, all power has been given to me in the name of heaven and earth. Go ye and when he gives us the authority to walk in his name and
that's
his
it.
Power. Amen.
Right.
So we are unified.
Yes.
We are understanding. But thirdly, we are undefiled. He says to perfect us is what the word is doing. So look with me in Matthew, the perfection in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. Verse number 43. Jesus said, you have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love the neighbor and hate thine enemy.
Yeah.
But I say unto you, love your enemies.
Yes.
Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so?
Yep.
Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And when he's speaking here, being perfect, is being perfected in his love. Perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has torment.
Right.
And he that feareth has not been made perfect in God's love.
That's right.
So we got Jesus is saying, be perfect as your Father in heaven is. He's saying, activate God is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So what he is saying to us, when we love those that are unlovable, we're manifesting the love of God to this world.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many have someone that gets under your skin?
Yeah,
well, the Lord says that through his love, you will overcome the one that's given under your skin. And you'll learn how to love them more.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You know, when I get in that situation, you know what I say? Daddy, I need your love because my love is weak.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You got
if I don't recognize my weakness, I can't rely on his strength.
That's right.
Because his strength is made perfect in what?
My weakness.
In my weakness.
Yeah. That's right.
Therefore, I glorify him in my infirmities or my weakness, so his power may rest upon me and rest upon you.
It's the only way.
Amen.
Love is the only way.
That's the only way.
That's
the only way. What's going to change this world?
Love.
Love. What blows people's minds the most?
Love.
When they know they don't deserve it, they get love anyway.
That's it.
Amen? That's when the church is really arising. That's when we're taking back the taking back the everything the enemy has stolen.
That's right.
Amen? We have the presenting in Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 27, the Word of God says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. It's Christ's perfection, not ours.
That's right. That's
the Apostle
right.
Paul said, it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Amen. Yeah. And the only way that I can be perfect is allow the one, the greater one inside of me, to be manifested outwardly.
Yep.
Amen.
Absolutely.
He says, whereunto do I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Yep.
Amen. And in other words, when you and I truly get revelation and understanding that we're vessels for his glory, when we're vessels for his glory, because when we're trying to get the glory, he's not working through us any longer. How many know that God doesn't share his glory with anyone?
Amen.
Hello?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So what we're saying here is God wants to present himself in and through us to reveal his perfect love to a lost and dying world.
That's right.
Amen. One of the things the Lord was speaking in my heart about, we have a tendency in the church to pick and choose what sins we want to criticize and talk about.
That's right.
Because most of them are sins that we don't deal with.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. But one of the things the Lord reminds me of, go with me to Proverbs chapter 6. I don't know why the Holy Spirit's going here, but he's going here. So we're going to go here tonight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 16. Solomon says, these six things doth the Lord hate.
Yep.
And seven are abomination unto him.
That's right.
A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that are swift to run into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren.
Yep.
Amen.
Come on, come on.
God wants everyone to know, every last buddy in the, every person in this room, including myself, we're all a work in progress.
That's right.
Amen. None of us have arrived yet.
That's right.
So when we see our brother fall, we don't condemn our brother when he falls.
That's right.
We reach down and love him right where he's at and pick him back up.
Amen.
And encourage him. Amen. There's not one of us that is perfect.
Amen.
But we do serve a perfect God.
Yes, we do.
We do serve a God that is perfecting us. We do serve a God that's working in our lives and is transforming and changing us. And God wants us never to forget where he found you and I.
That's right.
Yes.
I'll never forget where he found me.
That's right.
Never.
Yes. I'll never forget it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So we're looking at our brothers and sisters that are new babies in Christ. Guess what? Babies come with messes.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Hello?
Yes, they do.
And some babies don't learn early. Some babies come with messes longer.
That's right.
Hello?
Yeah, preaching.
Sometimes they're the long-term potty trainers.
That's right.
Amen.
Over and over and over.
But with that mom and that dad, what do you do with that child?
Love them.
You love them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Encourage them.
Amen. And that's what God's saying to us, man. We're getting ready to step into some wonderful things that are going to take place in this community, this nation, this world.
Yes.
Amen. And God's called and anointed you and appointed you for a time such as now.
Yes.
Amen. So where was I? I was in Colossians 1. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Here's the name.
Big glory.
Here we go. If you see or hear of your brother or your sister falling, don't talk about them. Pray for them.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
What's going to change it?
Prayer.
Prayer. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. We have the patience in James chapter 1. Verse number 3. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen?
Amen.
It's kind of interesting, you know, I thought I'd been tried in all these different areas, and I thought I had patience in the area, and the Lord allowed some different areas to come in with the trials and the tests.
Yep.
Amen? And there's patience that is growing. And one of the biggest things that I've learned in these past few weeks, I guess one of my biggest lessons, is I've learned to bite my tongue.
I know what you mean.
I got sores all over it. Amen? Because what was going to come out wasn't going to be edifying. It wasn't going to be exhorting. It wasn't going to comfort the hearer. Okay?
Yep.
Amen? So what the Lord is saying to us that, hey, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the fullness of the stature, the fullness of Christ. Amen? In other words, we are undefiled.
Yep.
Undefiled. And last but not least, we are unveiled. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now the Lord is that Spirit, verse number 17. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. So what the Lord is saying to us tonight, our scripture references, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In Christ we are unified.
Yes.
One body, one bread, one breed. We are understanding the knowledge of the Son of God, the relationship, the reviving and the release from our bondage. We are undefiled unto a perfect man. The perfection, the presenting, and the patience. We are unveiled.
Yes.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. So what's the Lord saying to us tonight is simple. Amen. The main thing is that we're unified.
Amen.
And guess what? Your brother or your sister beside you doesn't have it all together. You better respect your mom. Amen. But neither do I.
That's right.
But what we're going to do is we're going to love our neighbors, we're going to love our brothers, we're going to love our sisters, and we're going to encourage them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because they have great value and great worth.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. But God never promises us that we won't go through things.
That's right.
But he does say this. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. Let's not get ahead of the Lord. Amen. Let's allow him to do the work. He who's begun is faithful. Amen. He's going to do everything he said he's going to do.
Yes, he is.
Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. We're not seeing everything we want to see, but we believe God has word. He said he's going to do it, and I believe he will. Amen. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room tonight. I thank you for the call of God that's irrevocable, that does not change. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you called and appointed them for a time such as now. May they recognize they're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that they may show forth the praises of to him who called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. So, Father, we say, Lord, let your light so shine for us in the world, in the workplace, Father God, in the home, Father God, with the body of Christ. May our light be so bright that everybody needs shades. Father God.
Amen.
So, Father God, it's all about you. Have your way in our hearts and lives, and we'll never cease to give you all the praise and glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love one another.